The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Wednesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Now this man here is going to take me by the hand, and he's going to lead me down the right path to righteousness and all that other mother jazz. In the right tempo, fly me to the moon. Let me swing among those stars. Let me see what spring is like on a Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, baby, kiss me.
Francis Albert with Joseph Charles, with Frankie Five Burrows and Albert and Debbie. Great to have you with us on AM 970, The Answer. It's Wednesday. Yeah, you made it to the middle of the week. We're working our way toward the weekend. 6 minutes after 9 o'clock on October 9th, 2019. We see the phone calls at 877-970-2999 on the Balance of Nature phone line. We got a lot to get into today. Madison Jesioto will join us live. Dave Damiani, my buddy, he plays all over America on the live stage, keeping the legacy of Mr. Sinatra alive. He will join us as well. I see Charlie Finch calling in. Let's go to the professor right off the bat. Charlie, welcome to the show. What is on your mind this morning, my friend?
Morning, Joe. On the knife attacks in Paris, according to multiple reports, the attacker converted to Islam 20 years ago, worked in the intelligence division of the Paris Police Department, had expressed support for the horrific Charlie Hebdo, Islamofascist attacks on at the time, and a lot of other subsequent attacks. On the day of the attack, the attacker bought two knives and in 7 minutes managed to slit the throat of one police officer, stab another female police officer to death, and kill two administrative assistants. This has, of course, the French police and the French people totally up in arms as to how this Islamofascist was allowed to work within the police department with a security clearance and kill four dedicated officers and employees of the police department. So just wanted to fill you in on the rest of the story.
You.
A great
thank
show,
you.
And God
thank
bless.
You. God bless you, too. Yeah, indeed, Charlie. Thank you. You see, that's what I was suspect about, but I don't like to say it on the air. I have to be careful because these airwaves, I find out, you got to be careful what you say. You got to be responsible. But that's what I heard. And I didn't want to start any rumor, but when those four police, French policemen, now we have two dead in Germany here on Yom Kippur, outside a synagogue. So we'll follow that story with you. But what happened in France, when you have police officers knife, and then this guy did align himself, he was apparently an Islamic fundamentalist, and he was within the law enforcement agency of the French police, and then he's going to kill people, but they don't let it, they let it go. No one reports it. Have you heard any follow-up on that story? That's exactly why I mentioned it before we went to news. Exactly. Because these things go away, and they're, you can't say that. It's going to be racist. Well, I want to know what the facts are. And I don't want to be conspiratorial here. I don't think Notre Dame burned down the church, the beautiful, beautiful, iconic landmark in Paris. I don't think it just, the fire just happened. We're supposed to believe that? I mean, really? Really? Do you believe that? I don't. There was an ember that was, no, please, please. It just feels, if I say it's terrorism, you're being an alarmist. But hey, man, it's the day and age we live in. You know, better safe than sorry, you know? So we'll follow those stories for you, and we'll follow that French story. Charlie Finch, thanks for checking
Joe,
in.
Joe, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
we have breaking news.
This has
to do with New Jersey. I'm very upset with NJ.com.
What happened?
And you should be too.
Uh-oh.
So they just put out a story about all these New Jersey stars, right? Welcome to New Jersey, home to every celebrity who's ever lived. And they said, well, not really, but sometimes it seems that way. So they have this interactive map where they have all of these famous people in New Jersey. And they have two different colors. The red color is true Jersey people, those born and raised in New Jersey, right? Grew up here. And then they have in a blue marker, it says New Jersey, those who moved here later in life. So the red ones, oh, Bruce Springsteen, Danny DeVito, Albert Einstein. Did Albert Einstein grow up in New Jersey?
No.
Right, he emigrated here from Germany, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Donald Trump in blue, okay, he's one who moved there later in life, okay.
Right.
Guess who they have as moved here later in life?
Joe Pesci.
No, Joe Piscopo. Joe Piscopo. They have you on the map in blue who moved here later in life. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, Joe Piscopo, because I'm going to go direct to the source. Because in the media, you go directly to the source, right?
Yeah.
Were you born and raised in New Jersey, Joe?
Passaic, New Jersey, baby.
Okay.
Passaic,
Thank
New
you.
Jersey.
Thank
we lived in Belleville, Bloomfield.
You did live in California for a brief period of time, right?
Yeah, well, New York State.
If they were
for
doing
a
California
time,
map, they could put you in blue there, move there later in life.
Yeah.
You're born and raised in New Jersey, right?
Now, explain this to me. This is NJ.com, who's generally very, very good.
Yeah.
Frankie, would you please contact someone there?
Yes.
I mean, because if this is
No,
what
I'm tweeting
about.
The guy right now who did the story. I'm going to tweet him right now.
Thank you.
I would link you to it, but you don't follow me.
Well, I'm
going to
follow you now. If you're going to go nail somebody else.
You're going to follow me. Okay, fine. All right. Now,
but this is what gets me about the press. They're so, and I don't know. If
they even have Kellyanne Conway, true Jersey. They don't have you.
No.
You
know why? You know why? Can
it's
I tell you why?
It's a disgrace. It's a disgrace.
I know why.
Buzz Aldrin, Thomas Edison, Artie Lang, Joe Piscopo. Oh, he just drifted in and just landed in Jersey. Dummies.
You know what? You know what? I think it is because I speak positively about the president of the United States. I'm absolutely convinced of that. If you say anything marginally positive about Donald J. Trump, you will get pressed.
Let me ask you a question. Have you ever been interviewed by a Brett Johnson who works for NJ.com?
Doesn't ring a bell.
Okay. Well, then he probably doesn't know.
Well, he's probably 12, you know, and he has no idea, you know, and he's probably getting an intern salary or something like that. And then, you know, he doesn't know what he's talking about.
By the way, he still hasn't followed me on Twitter. Sorry.
Okay. No,
you're on the island. That's it.
If I follow you, I know what you're going to do. If I follow you, you're going to block me immediately.
No, I'll mute you. That's all. I just keep firing off beer stuff. Won't see a thing. That's all.
I said to Frank, I need all of us on the same page.
I'll give you a cohesiveness.
Frank, do we have a billboard?
No,
is there a Piscopo in the morning billboard when I leave the Holland Tunnel? Does it say Joe Piscopo in the morning with
There
Frank
are people that think you don't even live here. I mean, come on. Are you kidding me?
That's why I need all the help. I need a cohesive push in the morning together so we're all together on the same page and the same Twitter account. So when we go out, so when in the middle of the show and it's not 9:20 and then I'm thinking, oh, we have such a great guest coming up. And then I see this craft beer came out from Holland, and it's the greatest beer.
Well, it's Spanish tonight. I'm going to a Spanish thing, a Spanish lager. So, yeah.
Or I don't have to say, in the middle of the news day, and we have Gordon Chang on, and we're talking about Asia, and then I have to read a tweet within my tweet followers.
Gordon, I've tried this new North Korean beer. It's great.
No, the Steinholding contest at the panoramic tap and table.
Panoramic. And I won, by the way.
I want cohesive tweetness.
Somebody used the word cohesive the other day to me, and I immediately flashed back to you. It was great.
I want cohesive tweetness. So I will try to follow you. And then,
you'll try. What'll
don't
happen?
Do it.
His phone's not going to work, or his finger will break.
I say we should allow the listeners to vote.
Yeah,
you know, if the listeners think that you should follow Al, let them call in and say
No. I'll follow. You know I'll follow. No. I love Al. And you know what I like on the weekend when you have the beer fest cast or whatever you're doing, you know.
Whatever it is. That drinking show, you know, whatever. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Al just does it to get free beer anyway.
No, right. I don't do it to get free beer.
Can we be honest here?
No, I pay for it. Hold on a second now. I get some companies send stuff for me to try.
B-Rola.
And I do pay for
it's
my
B-Rola.
Own.
It's like
Joe,
payola, but it's B-Rola.
Four free bottles of beer in front of me right now. Okay. Come on. No, he's not fooling anybody.
Delicious.
All right. Where's Al? Let's all follow Al together. Come on. No, because it's funny, but just try to be a can we have a cohesive tweetness there of us, huh?
Yeah, I'm tweeting something to this clown who wrote the story who didn't have
you
born and raised in New Jersey. Where did you come from? I can't.
Thank you.
And every story on Joe Piscopo is born and raised in New Jersey. It would have taken these people 6 seconds to figure that out.
I don't. Well, you know what? I don't know, to your point, whether it's they get really young people, but even if you people who are like teenagers will come to me and they'll know me more from being a Jersey guy than they don't even know what I've done. They go, oh, yeah, you're the Jersey guy, or they'll see me on stage or something. They don't know. But I don't think the press doesn't do any homework. It's so ill-informed anymore. And NJ.com, I have to tell you, is generally great. They're really great. They cover everything about the great state of New Jersey. But for them to say that, really, I'm sure, and I bet, how much you want to bet that guy doesn't even live in Jersey? He's probably feeding something from outside of Arkansas or something like
who
that.
Knows?
Huh?
Who
huh?
knows?
But so, all right, I'll have to tweet you back now so we can fight together here. I'm trying to look for you there. Great picture of Madison. Thank you, Kara, for putting that out. We got some great pictures at the Italian American Club. We had a great time last night, and we'll tell you about it when Madison joins us. Everything great about America. I'm telling you, I'm positive about America. And yes, born and bred and will end up dying. I think the way it's going now pretty soon in
God
New Jersey.
Forbid.
God forbid. Oh, God forbid.
Should just move to Staten Island now.
Offended? I should be offended
by
NJ.com.
You should. You could be the next Staten Island famous son.
Lord
you could
Jesus.
See the brick that we got you, or that I got you for
come on,
birthday.
Get a brick.
I know. So, but and Albert Einstein from Jersey. Come on, I mean, really?
But I'm saying the guy was born in Germany.
I always thought he had a little bit of a Jersey accent. So.
You get the coffee, please.
But it's I'm looking at this list and I'm like JWoww is in blue. So she moved here later in life. All right, great. Ken Danico moved here later in life. How do you have Joe Piscopo in blue? How do you not know that?
You know, that's so funny. We should really, I think we should address it on Twitter. And I think I'll have to start following you, Albert. Did you go after the guy already?
Yeah, I did. I tagged you in it. But, you know, who knows if you'll even see it. So, whatever.
I'll follow you. I'm going to follow you.
No, you're not.
Don't do it.
I will. Let me go.
Look at Frank. Don't do it.
You're asking for trouble. Come on. You know, you're asking.
Because in the middle of an important day, whatever, you know, news day, I'm going to read, and a tweet's going to surface somewhere. From Al doing this. But if he defends me on Twitter, I appreciate that, Al. I do defend you.
Why do you think I wouldn't defend you?
Yeah, no, you're right. I appreciate it. Because we did. We took – where did I go? It was in New York. You know, after the divorce, I went up to Sneeden's Landing, which was great in Palisades, New York, technically. But technically, I was living in I had a residence in Alpine, New Jersey. But then there was about a year and a half, that Kimberly and I went to L.A.
Yeah, but, Joe, you grew up in New Jersey. You went to high school. Well, sometimes you went to high school. But you went to school in New Jersey. Your father was a lawyer in Newark.
You went to West Essex? Occasionally.
It's the incompetence of that it would take you 5 seconds on Google to figure that out. That's what burns me more than anything. And I'm already been burned this morning since 6:02 when you call me
out. Look at the energy you bring to the airwaves, Al. This is great
stuff,
man.
I appreciate that. Well, it is humbling.
It exhausts me. I think you might be an energy vampire sucking up my energy. I'm ready for a nap now.
It's a vortex. It's the owl vortex.
It's true.
All the time. You give us 22 minutes, we'll give you Al Gattulo. Come
Even
on.
I would get tired of myself. Come on.
Yeah.
I mean, really. Let's be fair.
Just don't go to bed angry, Al.
That's right. Don't go to,
don't go to
Frank,
bed angry.
You know what? Best advice I can give you, don't go to bed
thank
angry.
Thank you. Yes, thank you.
Hey, Lou in Queens, before we break, Lou, welcome to the craziness. How are you this morning, my friend? What are you thinking?
All right. Well, first of all, you know, you had given us some good news, but I'm so sad to hear the bad news because, once again, you know, it's funny. If I posted some weird stuff about my coworkers or woman and stuff like that, I guess I'd get fired. And meanwhile, they got this crazy Islamo-fascist. Yeah. And we call them Islamo-fascists because, you know, during World War II, they supported Hitler. That's why we call them that. And he's working for them. But and there's also, by the way, two people shot in Germany now, two Jewish people
synagogue. Yeah, we just heard that, Lou. Yeah, unbelievable.
You know, I'll get off the topic for one reason. You know, I remember how these left-wing people have criticized Trump over banning people from seven nations whose governments refuse to cooperate with us as far as the identity of the citizens from those countries. And then all of a sudden, five of those seven countries were Islamic. Excuse me, there are 50 Islamic-majority countries in this world, and these left-wing people in this country go after Trump and saying he's anti-Islamic because these governments are not, first of all, cooperating with us, and second of all these countries are in miserable chaos and civil war.
Yeah,
so what do they want? More terrorists here?
Yeah, I don't know. Lou, great concern, and I appreciate it very much, and thanks so much. I don't know what to tell you, the confusion of it all. That's why we're on the radio, to try to make sense of it all. Madison Jesse Otto will join us momentarily. Debbie Duham is out there. So NJ.com thinks I kind of drifted into... Where was I from? Where did they say I was from originally? Where was I originally?
Yeah. Say where you were from originally. It just marks off people who moved there later in life and people who were born and grew up here. Now, you grew up here. Here's the best part. This guy covers politics for NJ Advanced Media. He has talked
Amen.
To you. How do you not know that? That's a disgrace.
Welcome to 21st Century Press, man. That's what it is. I mean, what
do you almost run for governor 2 years ago?
Yeah.
Were you not involved in the campaign? People were begging you. The guy doesn't know that?
His name sounds familiar. We're going to have to get to the bottom of this, Al. Thank you
for bringing him. Let's get him on the air. Yeah.
Oh, but let Al talk to him.
We'll be rewarding him for an error.
Right, exactly.
Oh, my God.
You've only said about 100 times that you've been born in Passaic, New Jersey.
Born and raised, baby.
He did an album called New Jersey. Every song was a different exit. I mean, really?
You have a kid at every exit, for goodness sake.
Thanks.
You should know this.
Debbie with the zing.
So
I'm
true.
Just saying.
That's true.
I'm just saying, you know.
That's me. Every holiday, making a step along. I was at the Woodrow Wilson rest stop, which I was glad to see that they kept his name up there because he's been vilified lately, you know. I thought they're taking down statues. I thought they're going to take down the Woodrow Wilson rest stop. Now I wasn't sure.
Don't give them any ideas.
I know. Oh my gosh. 22 after 9. Madison's coming up, and Debbie's with you on the roads right now on AM 970. The Answer.
Joe, speaking of exits, over on the New Jersey Turnpike, the car lanes northbound by 13A moving slowly. A disabled vehicle getting up toward exit 13A. Route 1 is busy northbound at College Farm Road in New Brunswick with an accident. 208 southbound, I see some volume getting down toward Fairlawn. It's busy on the eastbound BQE by the Battery Tunnel, but overall traffic really light today. Alternate side parking rules are suspended for Yom Kippur. Metered parking rules remain in effect. This report sponsored by Staples. Staples gives your business more for less. It's where your ink is in stock and at low prices. And right now at Staples, all HP ink cartridges are buy one, get one 30% off. Ends 10/12/19. Restrictions apply. See store or staples.com/ink savings for details. Staples. Looks like we'll see some rain today with a high in the upper 50s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duham with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Eric Metel. Texas explains religious freedom.
It is the right given to every American by the founders in our Constitution to live out our faith in a robust way. You can live out your faith 24/7 when you're on the job, when you're in school, when you're teaching school. You can be who you are. You don't have to hide it. The founders gave that to us.
The Eric Metaxas Show, weeknights at 11 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hi, this is Dennis Prager, and we just launched a new Pragertopia membership called Pragertopia Unlimited. Members can listen to any and all audio programs that are in the Dennis Prager store. That's over 400 programs to choose from. Show segments, talks, lectures, courses, even full access to all 5 books of my Torah teaching. For a limited time, an annual Pragertopia Unlimited membership is only $119. Join Pragertopia Unlimited today. Go to Pragertopia.com.
National competition for your business is eating away at your customer base faster than you can keep up.
It's as if they have a back room of digital marketing minions swallowing your customers one by one. And it's not a pretty sight.
What if you could beat them with your own minions? You need Salem Surround, a full-service digital agency with all your digital marketing under one roof. When a potential customer searches for your product, do they find your business or the competition? Is your contact information accurate and everywhere it should be to reach today's digital consumer? Does your website have all the right tools to turn visitors into leads? We've got some solutions. Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your digital presence and to help get your message in front of today's digital audience. We'll help deliver customers by putting your business message in the right place at the right time. Don't just invest in a marketing strategy. You need to surround your target audience. Learn more at surroundnewyork.com. Surroundnewyork.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Save big every week at Modell's. Visit your local store for special unadvertised deals. Shop all kinds of styles from brands you love like Nike, Adidas, Under Armour, Champion, Unipro, and much more. Are you an athlete and gearing up for the season? We've got you covered for every sport, whether it's your first time playing or you're a seasoned veteran. Modell's is the place to go. But wait, what about professional sports? Don't worry, we've got that too. Whether you're the casual or diehard sports fan, we've got jerseys, tees, hats, and much more. You gotta go to Mo's.
Hey, Joe, on the radio, I am so bad. Al, what do you got for me, my friend?
You're killing me. Carnes and Sullivan.
I knew that. Well, look, I can tell
no, you didn't.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm busy annoyed that you weren't True Jersey.
No, I'm just reading emails and getting back to the my friends who are my friends online. Hey, sorry. Connors and Sullivan, for sure. You know, and again, I tell you this, and I don't know how else to tell you this and explain it in a way that you'll understand it, how it can help you, is when I really tried to put my estate together, everybody, man, even the lawyers, if I can tell you that, they want to take advantage of you. You know that. They want to kind of nip at you, and they want to make the money and everything. About no, if you go to Connors and Sullivan, they can answer any question that you have. If you have a healthcare proxy, a living will, right? Power of attorney, right? Or you don't know what, you don't want the government. The government's going to be waiting in line, man. When you die, you want to leave that money to your kids? You want to leave that house to your kids that you've been in for 30 years? Nope, boom. Government's there to take it away. Mike Connors has a way to set everything up for you that keeps everybody happy. Everybody in your family, the government, and everything. You got to go to Connors and Sullivan. And every time Mike tells me, when you walk in, people will go to Mike and they say, I heard you on Piscopo Show. He says, Joe, everybody tells me they listened to you and they came to you. You know why? I said, Mike, that's a testament to you, man. That's what I told Mike and his beautiful wife, Beth. I said, people will tell you that. They come here and they love you because you take care of them the way you took care of me. Here's the number for Connors and Sullivan. When you call there, Lisa's standing by for you now, by the way. If you call there, that you can get a free consultation with a lawyer from Connors and Sullivan. You're worried about your financial legacy. You're worried about your estate. You worry about nursing home costs. Please call Mike, okay? He's standing by for you. 718-238-6500. Boom. Just like that. Problem solved. 718-238-6500. Connors and Sullivan. And please listen to Ask the Lawyer with Mike himself on the radio. You can catch Mike Connors Sunday at 11 a.m. on AM 970 The Answer, or Saturday at 8 a.m. on our sister station, AM 570 The Mission.
Watch the Joe Piscopo live stream Tuesday mornings 6 to 10. Available on Facebook, YouTube, and AM970TheAnswer.com.
Portions of this show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
Joe Piscopo on the radio, 928. Madison Jesioto, she is an attorney, is a columnist for The Hill, a member of the Women for Trump organization, a former Miss Ohio. Oh, my gosh, she is just like a superstar. We had the best time last night in Madison, New Jersey. Madison Jesioto, welcome to the show. You got home okay?
Good morning. Yes, I did. What a great event last night.
You were great. Everybody loved having you there. You are, you know, I don't even know how to tell you this, but as we chat on the radio, Madison, and I've watched you when I first saw you at Neil Cavuto's show, and a shout out to Neil, because Neil always has the best talent, and there you were at Neil Cavuto's show. Then I met you. I met your beautiful family, your parents at the National Italian American Foundation, and look at all that you've accomplished now. And now you're in demand, and you're in Madison, New Jersey, a down home that was such an organic kind of gathering of people, and you were great in front of the folks. I was so proud of you. I must tell you that, Madison.
Thank you so much. You know, I go to events all around the country, and I have to say that last night was one of my favorite events. What an amazing group of people, honestly. I felt like I was at home, not to mention the food was delicious.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to complain about that, but Joey did a great job of putting that together, and I'm so glad we both got to get out there for that event.
Joey Falco and Kat is my lovely wife and all the good folks at Madison. Madison, I actually saw you eating, and you keep yourself in such great shape. Do you actually, you're probably one of those folks that eat anything they want. Is that what you did? Is that
This is genetics, and I'm going to keep knocking on wood and praying that it keeps up.
That was great. Tell us about when you are co-chair of women for the president. Is that correct? Tell us about that and where you've been around the country. And your next couple days are crazy, right, Madison?
Oh, my God. I'm everywhere. But, yeah, it's been incredible. I was so honored to be asked to be one of the 6 co-chairs for Women for Trump. I mean, we launched back in July, Joe, and we launched in King of Prussia, Pennsylvania. And I told this story to our friends in Madison, New Jersey last night, talking about the fact that we had just our Women for Trump. We had Laura Trump. We had Kimberly Guilfoyle. We had Katrina Pearson, Mercedes Schlapp, myself, and a few other women that are, you know, co-chairs on Women for Trump out there talking to the women and launching this organization and this coalition for the president. We had more people, over 1,000 women, turn out for this event, a full room, more people than the Democratic candidates have at their own events when they're actually there. The president wasn't even at this event. So the excitement and the energy has been truly incredible. And, of course, it's not what you hear when you turn on the mainstream media or you turn on other radio shows that aren't as good as the Joe Piscopo show.
Hello.
And you hear that women hate Trump. Which is not the case.
So tell me your schedule now, and thank you for that. But you're going out, because I thought I was bad. We were going over our schedules together, and then you told me you came into New York. We did the Madison, New Jersey event, and then which we'll talk about further. But then now today and throughout the rest of the weekend, you're traveling all around the country, correct?
Oh, I'm everywhere. So I'm flying back to Ohio, my home state, today. I come back, I think, to New York tomorrow. Then I go back to Ohio for a little bit Friday. Then I'm down in Florida. I'm back from Florida to another event in Ohio Saturday. Then I'm out on the West Coast. I'm heading to Arizona. And then I'm back, and I'm with you next week at the White House for an Italian-American event.
You know, and did you get your formal invitation? I didn't get the formal invitation. I know some emails got, I don't know if they got buried in spam or anything, but did you finally get your formal notification there?
Yeah, I got mine. My parents and I will be there, and I'm sure you're going to be there, and we're going to have a great group of people, I understand.
Well, you know, this is another thing, and I tell you, listening, when I first saw Madison, when I introduced Madison last night in Madison, I said I first saw a cross around her neck. I saw a crucifix around her neck, and then I saw the Italian name. So come on now. I saw this Italian-American gal speaking and with some great, and I don't want to say conservative values, but, you know, I don't know that they're so much conservative as they are American patriotic values, Madison. That's what I love about you. At a very young age, at a millennial age, you have the values instilled in you by your parents, yes?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's something that I don't think we hear and see enough of nowadays
in the millennial generation,
especially. And there are a lot of people, I think, out there that are my age that share the same values. But because of what we're seeing on campuses, and you and I have talked about this a lot, what we're seeing even in high schools now, a lot of people don't feel that they're able to share those views and those values with other people. And it's really sad, because I think no matter what, at the end of the day, we should all be able to share what we believe in, and we shouldn't feel persecuted in doing so. And that's the American dream, right? That's why so many people came to this country to live their American dream, to become successful, and to have that freedom of speech that people in many other countries still to this day don't have, especially as women. And so it's really, really discouraging to see what's going on and to see the political division, because I'll tell you, I'm obviously conservative. I'm a Republican. But a lot of family members and friends of mine are Democrats or were Democrats, and they don't even recognize the Democratic Party today. It's not the Democratic Party that existed when my grandparents came to this country and were growing up in Scranton, Pennsylvania, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, coming through Ellis Island. So it's really, really disappointing to see that, I think.
Hey, so, and I have to tell you and give you a kudos on this fascinating column that you have in The Hill, Madison. I just reposted it, by the way, on at Jersey Joe Piscopo, in which you talk about how the law enforcement policies of Donald Trump have saved lives. How so?
You know, so here's the thing, and I talked a little bit about this last night in Madison, New Jersey. The president made promises on the campaign trail, and he kept those promises. And it's something I don't think we've seen from a Republican or a Democratic president in a long time. And where I grew up, there's a lot of crime in some of the areas in the cities near me, and as there is in Jersey and other places. And the president really stepped forward and put in place policies that are going to impact the lives of people and to make it better and to restore the law and order and justice for all Americans. He firmly stands with the families of police officers killed in the line of duty, something I don't think we've seen. We want to see a better relationship between many people in inner cities and police officers. The president issued executive orders to strengthen our immigration system, improving screening and vetting protocols. We want to make sure people entering our country are entering it the right way, just like our families did, right? And that people who want to come live their American dream have the ability to do that. But one thing I talked about last night, which I'm still very excited about, was that First Step Act, which was enacted earlier this year, aiming to reduce recidivism by better preparing nonviolent offenders for life after prison. So these programs that they now have that are going to teach important skills that enable the former inmates to provide for themselves without returning to a life of crime, I think are going to be one of the most valuable contributions in this arena, and just a tremendous impact on the African-American community.
Yeah, it's very, very well said. And that was great the way you brought that out. By the way, very polished up there, girl. I thought you were just great last night with the mic. You know, I just saw you listening. They had the American flag, the Italian-American flag, and our buddy Joey Falco introduced us. And then I did a couple tunes, and then I brought up Madison like that. And then you were so polished. I was just, I'll tell you, and a shout out to your parents, Madison, for doing such a great job with you. I'm telling you, you're such a great example forgive me for saying a Christian, but God bless you for that. God bless you for living up to your Italian-American heritage. You were great up there. And then we took questions. And then we're going back and forth with questions. And you talked about how women should support Donald Trump and what's the choice and how the left is coming after us and about these law enforcement policies, which is great. And by the way, to that regard, the murder rate since Donald Trump came in has dropped dramatically, correct?
Yeah, it has. And it's been incredible. So just between 2017 and 2018, we saw the murder rate fall by 6.8%.
Wow.
I mean, this is our data coming out from the FBI. That means more than 1,000 fewer Americans died from homicide in the first full year President Trump was in office. I mean, it's incredible. And we look at that coupled with the overall violent crime rate shrinking by 3.9% last year. I mean, two categories within that, of course, and I write about this in the column, with the largest decreases were robbery and burglary. So that's indicating, of course, what is that connecting to? Well, that's connecting to the economy and what we've seen and the improvements we've seen in the economy. It's abundance of opportunity. We look at the unemployment rate. We look at these jobs that are now available for people who I grew up with that have been looking for quite a few years, honestly, to find a good paying job, or people who had been jumping from, you know, retail and leisure positions back and forth and couldn't get. Now they have good manufacturing and construction jobs open where they're making double and they're able to support their families.
And Madison, before we let you go, we appreciate your time. I know how busy you are traveling, especially today. I hate to even ask you this, but I feel I know you well enough to say this. The AOC of it all. You see, millennial like AOC, and she gets all that attention, and she's just spewing nonsense without historical facts to back it up the way you do, the way exactly what you just said. Everything is backed up with statistics. I mean, how much does that bother you when you see another young person just not getting it the way you do?
Well, you know why it bothers me, Joe? It bothers me because I think America deserves better. I think people in New York deserve better. I don't care whether it's a Democrat or Republican. At the end of the day, we have a lot of the same goals. We want people to have jobs. We want families to prosper. We want businesses to succeed. We have different ideas sometimes on how to get there, but you better have ideas and you better have the facts to back them up no matter which side of the aisle you're on. I don't like what I'm seeing on the Democratic Party right now, specifically with AOC, with Ilhan Omar and the anti-Semitic comments and so much else. It's extremely discouraging. And I'll tell you, as the Republican and many of my Democratic friends, we're not standing for it. We need to see change. We need to see people held accountable no matter what party they're from and make sure they're getting things done. Remember, they serve us. We don't work for them.
Yeah, Madison Jesioto, attorney, and by the way, I didn't get the chance. We talked politics mostly last night. So you're practicing law. You're in Ohio practicing law. That's how do you fit all this in your timeline?
Very little sleep, but it's been amazing. As you know, I'm co-chairman for Trump. I'm practicing law at an incredible firm. We have a female managing partner. We team up with the Domestic Violence Project, do a lot of pro bono work with them. So it's been truly incredible. I really enjoy the firm I'm working with in Canton.
Madison, you were in my backyard last night being this Jersey boy. We were so proud. You made me so proud being Italian-American, everything that you stand for. You just were, you know, you're a star. Proud to know you. I will see you at the White House next week. And again, thanks for coming to Jersey and being so great last night. We love you. And hopefully I'll see you. I'll see you soon. And you're always, always welcome on the radio show, Madison.
Thank you so much. I'll be back soon.
Okay, thanks, Madison. Madison Jesioto right there. The kid's an attorney, a columnist for The Hill. You see her on Fox News all the time, Fox Business all the time. A member of the Donald Trump Campaign Advisory Board, a former Miss Ohio USA, and out there, co-chair of Women for Trump. Hey, Joe Piscopo on the radio, 939. I got another young buddy coming on. See, all my young friends keeps me young, hanging around with young people like that. You know, Dave Damiani is going to join us, man. He's ripping it out, ripping it up on the roads out there and with the No Vacancy Orchestra. And we did a great, great Christmas tune. We'll tell you about that when we come back on AM 970. The Answer. Al's going to do a little news for you live and local on AM 970. TheAnswer.com.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
57 degrees at 940. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Fashion designer Tory Burch offering a $10,000 reward for the safe return of her dog who went missing Sunday evening. Burch said her seven-month-old mini poodle named Chicken got loose near the southeastern part of Central Park. Fashion mogul took to social media yesterday announcing that the poodle was last seen with a couple in front of a bank on 56th Street and Madison Avenue. The couple was apparently taking the dog to get a microchip scan, but so far Birch still hasn't heard anything. And a hockey arena giving angry fans a room where they can break things. Philadelphia's Wells Fargo Center now has what's officially known as the disassembly room. It's actually a rage room where frustrated Flyer fans can blow off steam without spoiling the game for other people. People can schedule sessions in advance to go in and use bats, sledgehammers, and other implements of destruction on things like TVs and dishes. The disassembly room will open up tonight for the Flyers' home opener against the New Jersey Devils. Sounds like a place I have to go to. In sports, Islanders scored first but gave up the next five goals in a 5-2 loss to the Oilers. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Hey, good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. Alternate side parking rules are suspended today for Yom Kippur. Metered parking rules remain in effect. Expect some delays this morning as you take a ride over to the eastbound side of the Gowanus. Traffic is still stop and go as you get up toward the Prospect, and we're seeing some volume on that eastbound BQE up toward the Brooklyn Bridge. Northern State East at Minetto Hill Road, it's an accident over there, and the Meadowbrook South at Old Country Road, an accident as well. Traffic is starting to build for you slightly as you take a ride over to the Newark Bay extension of the New Jersey Turnpike. That's a little bit busy here getting out toward the Newark Bay Bridge. And also over on Parsippany Road, getting up through Jefferson Road, up toward Parsippany, some police department activity. Inbound Holland, still waiting about 10 minutes getting into town. Still okay at the Lincoln and GWB. Garden State Parkway North at 139. It's an accident being cleared. And the southbound thruway moving along okay, getting down toward the Tappan Zee Bridge. 95 South, exit 21 in Portchester, accident just cleared. Rain likely today, high in the upper 50s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by AP Book. For more than a year, the whole of Vermont was captivated by the hunt for a runaway golden retriever. Read Catching Murphy, the latest book from the Associated Press, available now exclusively at Amazon.com.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
You know, I've always been high energy, you know, just going, going, going. And I turned 40 last November, and I was tired all the time. Now, taking the Balance of Nature, I just feel good. You know, I have energy when I get home to still wrestle with my kids and do the honeydews at home. Nice. I can tell that it just restored me to feeling normal, which is great.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we'll take off an additional $25 on your first order. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code THEANSWER.
This AccuWeather Ready storm preparedness tip is brought to you by Duracell. Summer hurricanes and floods often cause long-term power failures, leaving us to beat the heat without air conditioners. Try to equip your home with battery-operated fans to help prevent heat stroke. Placing the fans in open windows will help circulate the air and keep temperatures more comfortable.
When you trust Duracell, there's no such thing as a power outage.
Available at the Home Depot.
Hey, Joe on the radio, Dave Damiani standing by. I want to tell you about MyPillow, my man Mike Lindell, MyPillow. I'm telling you, he loves you for listening on the radio. That's why he has these radio listeners specials. That is so hip that he does that. He gets it. He thanks you for building MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Mike is the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, so he wants you to go to MyPillow.com, okay, and click on the radio listener specials to give you something back for listening and helping build this great company. And, you know, you can get mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. But I tell you this, you got to check it out today, okay, because Mike has a buy one, get one free offer today on MyPillow. Buy one, get one free. And you can also pre-order Mike's book right here, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. You get 10 bucks off with the promo code AM970 and free shipping on the entire order. You know, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. You have absolutely nothing to lose. Mike Lindell's way of saying thanks is this, the radio listener specials. You go to MyPillow.com and you click on the radio listener specials for the buy one, get one free MyPillow offer. You can call as well, 800-651-0798, 800-651-0798, or MyPillow.com. Please remember the promo code AM970.
Got something to say? Call into the Joe Piscopo Show right now, 877-970-2999. That's 877-970-2999.
A ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding.
Live from the Smart Way to Buy.com studios.
Who's naughty or nice? Santa Claus is coming to town.
He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake.
Swing it, baby. Come on.
He knows if you be bad or good. So be good, for goodness sake.
You better watch out.
Watch out.
Better not cry.
So we did a duet, me and Dave Damiani, two Italian guys from Jersey. Come on now, doing Santa Claus is Coming. Dave, welcome back to the show, brother. That was so great to see you. What a blast we had yesterday.
Oh, my God, that was so much fun, man. That was the best. I got a little video. I got a little video from the guy who was the engineer, Lou, and he sent it to me.
He was the best, man.
So I just played it. Oh, my God.
But thanks for pushing me, man, because you know what? And that's what I'm telling you. I was saying, you know, I always like to have – I get excited when I see young people like yourself, you know, really stepping into the arena that I know so well, and in the entertainment arena with Bobby Rydell. You get who Bobby Rydell is. You get the talent of Haley Reinhart. You know, you get the talent of Landau Murphy, and you bring them on stage. And Sal, the voice. By the way, can you find please Sal, get him on the show, Dave? The guy doesn't get up before like 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
I recorded a duet with him too, and I haven't put it out yet. He is hilarious too.
The best. He is a funny guy and a great talent, man. So thanks for putting us together. So you're listening. Dave Damiani said, Joe, I need you to record. Now, my week is nuts, and I'm rehearsing, and we got all the shows I keep telling you about and the events at night. And he goes, what do you have? Do you have an hour? And I go, well, on the way out to the event in Madison, New Jersey, I got an hour. Dave flies in from L.A., you found this great studio in the Lower East Side, man.
East Side Sound. How great was that place,
that
right?
It was great. It was perfect. It was, and the guy had like Rogers drums. He had a Hammond organ with
Isaac Hayes? Was it Isaac Hayes's? And then he was telling me about Jimi Hendrix puked right there in that corner.
No, that was the hit factor. That was the hit factor. We started exchanging recording studio stories. It was the Wurlitzer, man, that Isaac Hayes played.
Oh,
I'm
going to
play my organ now, man. I love that. I love that Isaac Hayes. So, Dave, so it sounded great, and the cut sounds great. Did you put any of it together, or did you go to LA and do that?
I'm going to wait till I get back, but we got so much great stuff, and that was just like one take, but like there's so much funny stuff. And even the guy said to me when we left, like, man, that last thing with you and Joe is golden. I mean, it's going to be great.
Oh, wrap me up, baby.
Wrap me up, baby.
He started doing all those Frank Sinatra-isms, you know.
You know, a lot of people don't realize I'm into this music, and I wonder, where did I first hear Sinatra? Well, the first time I heard Sinatra was when I was a kid watching Saturday Night Live watching you. So you've inspired a generation of people that I'm not even sure if they even know it, you know?
Yeah. They go, wait a minute, I saw that. But you're very close, and we always appreciate, like you said, the coolest thing you said, man. And Dave was behind the glass, and I was, you know, on the other side in the studio. We went back and forth and did this virtual duet, which we'll tell you about when it comes out. But you said, oh, I got to get this to Charlie Pignon. And that was nice that you said that, because Charlie, of course, the head of Sinatra Enterprises, and is so true to the old man. And I loved your respect for the whole Sinatra family, you know?
Joe, a lot of people talk about it. A lot of people, you know, love the music. But you actually knew Frank. You actually hung out with the Rat Pack. You actually knew these guys firsthand. And you had an opportunity. And when you do your show, which is so amazing when you do your show, and we're maybe we can book some of these Let Freedom Swing. We'll do the Let Freedom Swing tour.
Dave, I saw it. Not to interrupt. You sent me some. I said, Dave came up with the concept. How great would that? Five boroughs. How great would this be? Let Freedom Swing. How cool is that?
I think it'd be outstanding. People would love that.
Isn't that wild? But, Dave, you hold on to it, and you embrace that Sinatra legacy, brother.
When you tell that story when you do Pennies from Heaven, when you're in that room with I don't know if anybody – I mean, I know a lot of people have seen you, but maybe people haven't seen you do your live show. Joe tells the story about when he was working on Saturday Night Live and Sinatra came in and was rehearsing and he met Count Basie. And it really is like one of the greatest. I mean, it should be a music video. It should be a television show. You know, your tales of Sinatra, you know.
I know. It's so true. I sometimes think, whoa, I've been around that long, but I got to be with the old man. And he was always treated me with respect. And then I think, David, my young friend, I always say, I wonder if he was thinking when Mr. Sinatra was, he used to call me the vice chairman of the board. He would always, but he knew I would maintain the legacy, I think. I think he knew that, you know, and he understood the love I had for him, as I had for my own father, for crying out loud.
Well, there's a lot of people that did impersonations, but what you said, it was never mean-spirited. It was always coming from the right place, and it was always out of love, and I think that that's what he loved about you. I mean, I don't know him. I never met him. I saw him perform one time when I was a kid, but, you know, that's what it was, and I think that great instincts, you know, attract great instincts.
David, who's going to be on the Christmas album? And you got Haley, right?
Well, I'm doing tracks. I'm not sure if it's going to come out as a complete album, but Haley Reinhardt, I got three tracks that she just recorded for her new label. She had me come in and produce and come up with some arrangements.
Yeah.
And then I have a track I'm going to do with Landau. We're going to do the old Happy Holidays, like the Andy Williams version.
The best. That's great.
And then the Santa Claus is coming to town. And, you know, I like to get a couple holiday tracks out now that they're playing holiday music the 1st of November. I mean, even before Halloween, they're playing holiday music on some channels. It's ridiculous. But
Yeah. But we'll take it, man.
We'll take it. You can't beat them. Join them, man.
Bring it up. But so where can we find you, man, when you're performing around the country?
Well, you can go to DaveDamiani.com or you can go to iTunes and check in Bending the Standard and check out the new album or Seriously Sinatra. But this weekend, Friday night, I'm going to be in Biloxi, Mississippi at the Hard Rock with Bobby Rydell. We're doing a show together.
That's great. And give Bobby a big hug, one of my dearest friends. And I thank you for getting it, man. But, you know, Bobby's like the current day Bobby Darin. You know that, right?
Well, I mean,
man?
He's the best singer out there, and I don't care what age group it is. The guy sings like he's in his 30s. He sounds better now, actually, I think, than he did when he was in his 30s and 40s.
Yeah, I totally agree. And you know what? You're crushing it as well. The texture of your voice yesterday was gold, man. It was just great. I loved it, man.
Joe, it was an honor and a pleasure to be with you. I mean, you're so much fun. And it was great. I mean, it was great to see Big Mike too. Let's give Big Mike a shout out.
Big Mike, my man. Big Mike was there. And to Mike Lopez, our buddy too, down in Atlantic City for sure. Dave, we love you, man, and we'll see you soon. And thanks for coming in the studio.
Thanks, Joe. Talk to you soon, man.
Dave Damiani. You Google that, Dave Damiani, man. And there, Debbie Duhaime on the roads, swinging on the roads, checking out traffic on AM 970. The Answer. Thanks, Debbie.
Thanks, Joe. We're going to go to the Meadowbrook South at Old Country Road. An accident. Northern State East, Minetto Hill Road. An accident there. It's busy as you head to the Garden State Parkway North at 139 with a crash. And the Hutch South at East Lincoln Ave getting into Mount Vernon. A crash there as well. Also, over on 8095 northbound, your building getting into the lower level of the GWB with a debris spill on the approach to the George Washington Bridge. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo. AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. You heard me talk about Michael's of Brooklyn and their Iron Chef style Columbus Day cook-off on October 13th. We've narrowed down the contestants to a final few, and we would like to invite you to be a spectator. You'll get to taste classic Italian dishes prepared using Michael's of Brooklyn sauce. I'll be one of the panel judges along with the Michael's of Brooklyn family. If you'd like to attend the cook-off and eat some great food, book a reservation at Michael's of Brooklyn. See you there.
Your life is an important one. Here at AM 970 The Answer, we want to hear how this station is making a direct and positive impact on your life. Each day, our programs and hosts enter your busy world of responsibilities and challenges, and every day it's our wish that what you hear on this station positively affects you and your family. We may be your main source of much-needed information, or we may provide you with a perspective about the world that is truthful and timely. Maybe it's giving you unique insights at just the right time. These interactions happen regularly, and we'd love for you to tell us about it. Here's what we want you to do. Visit am970theanswer.com and type in the keyword story for all the details. Then record a video message on a camera or a mobile device and share your story with us. Here's the best part. For sharing your impact story with us, you'll automatically be eligible to win a grand prize of a $1,000 gift card. So share your story today. Visit am970theanswer.com and use the keyword story for all the details, contest rules, and to submit your video. That's am970theanswer.com, keyword story.
Here's your AM 970 weather answer forecast.
Cloudy, breezy, and quite cool today. A bit of rain or drizzle this morning. Rain at times this afternoon, or high not far from 60. Windy and chilly tonight with occasional rain and drizzle, low 52. Tomorrow will be windy and cool. Periods of rain and drizzle. Some of that rain may be heavy in the afternoon, the high near 60. On Friday, remaining rather cloudy, windy and cool with a couple of showers, high 62. AM 970, The Answer.
Oh, what a morning. Now, you know what? Just stay tuned. You don't want to miss this. 954. I want to tell you first about Perillo. Perillo Tours. You get that once-in-a-lifetime trip to Italy, right? You want to go to Perillo Tours. They're the best. Everybody knows it. When I tell everybody we're going on Perillo Tours, when we go to our trip, in a couple weeks now, we're all going, and everybody goes, Perillo Tours, I love Perillo Tours. And people have been on the tours telling how great the tours have been. They've been operating for 75 years. Comfort, convenience, that's the hallmark of a Perillo Tour. Taking all the stress out of traveling, you know? Take it from me. Listen, let's hear from both a Perillo tour guide and a Perillo traveler.
Perillo's been great, first class all the way. It's been such a pleasure.
Perillo basically has handled everything. We didn't have to worry about trying to get hold of tickets or worrying about how to get to one place or another. It makes it so much more relaxing that someone else has planned all this for you. Perillo has done just an excellent job, in my opinion.
Coming with this particular tour has been like having a best friend that was already in Italy.
And you could call 888-PERILLO, 888-PERILLO, and request the new 2020 Italy brochure. That's 888-P-E-R-I-L-L-O. Check with your travel agent or go to, please, PerilloTours.com.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Honda.
Oh, man, we're still rolling. Look at this. 4 hours later, baby. 20 hours a week. It's Piscopo nonstop on AM 970, The Answer, with Frank Morano and Al Gattulo and Debbie Duhame. So, you know, Al, every time I'm on a tweet, and I appreciate so much. Yeah, I appreciate you so much listening, and you follow me on Twitter. I have a nice little Twitter. I have a little Twitter feed because, you know, we don't want anybody gets nasty. Boom, you're done. We block you. But we love our little Twitter back and forth. Swag Dad and all of our good buddies and Tony and everybody gets, you know, it's great. Joe, we love you and appreciate it. But then Al, in the middle of nowhere, will tweet something arbitrarily angry at somebody or with a beer thing. So he goes, you don't follow me, Joe. So I said, because I like to keep it cohesive on the show, about the show, for at least 4 hours every day. Is that too much to ask? So I don't follow him. So just this morning, just now, I follow Al back on Twitter. And he goes, you got to see it. In honor of Joe Piscopo, Jersey Joe, follow him again. He goes, here's a beer picture.
And you see our buddy, Wayne, his response?
Yeah. What did Wayne Cabot say?
Yeah, he said, oh, you tease us so. And then Tanya Powers, who we've had on from Fox, says, what is happening over there, guys? And by the way, Founders Brewing liked the tweet. So there you go.
Yeah, I know. He got the plug in. Frank, he puts the plug in.
It was cohesive.
He knows what he's doing. Trust me.
Why does he put the plug in? Because he's getting, ladies and gentlemen, free beer, of course. He's going to put it right in there. Thanks for these tasty. Then he goes, so he copied Frank, and then he hashtags craft beer, cohesive, and paper towel, because I always need one at the studio.
Yeah.
Al, you're the best.
I try.
Look at him. And you know he's plugging these things, Frank, so he gets another free beer.
Joe, I'm looking at four free bottles of beer. Guy hasn't paid for
four
a beer
free bottles
since
of beer
Gerald
on the
Ford
wall,
was
four free bottles of beer.
Oh, man, you can't make it up. Frankie, thanks for a great show, buddy. Thank you, it's crazy.
Joe.
Never ending and nonstop. Let's do it tomorrow again. And Albert, I love you, man. You're great. Sorry, you got. Look, I asked for it. Like Frank said, I asked for it. I got you started.
Were you born and raised in New Jersey? I forgot.
Yeah, that was great. That too. Oh, we got more to talk about tomorrow. We will. Hey, thanks to Jaden Horn for joining us. Ed Cranepool, Colonel McGinnis, Madison Jesiota doing a great job. Thanks, Madison, for coming to Jersey. Indeed, and my dear friend Dave Damiani and Debbie Duhaime. We love you. Most of all, we love you for listening. Would you do me a big favor and go out and make it the best Wednesday ever? You know why? Because you deserve it.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
57 degrees at 9:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The NYPD is investigating a suspicious device near Penn Station in Manhattan. An advisory went out around 9:15 this morning to avoid the area of 31st Street and 7th Avenue. Cops say the device not inside Penn Station or MSG. Unconfirmed reports that pressure cookers may have been left on the sidewalk, prompting someone to call 911. The personal belongings of late chef Anthony Bourdain up for auction, over 200 items, ranging from a custom knife to a draft of his 1995 novel Kitchen Confidential, going up for sale today at New York's Lark Mason Associates. The auction ends October 30th. A portion of the proceeds will go to a scholarship fund at the Culinary Institute of America. Bourdain, who grew up in Leonia, New Jersey, died by suicide in June of 2018 while he was working in France.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.